28th July. 4 days in hell, knocking about in a sort of maelstrom, and the wind a tempest. No sleep for anyone. Men all worn out. Hardly know how to set a watch, since no one fit to go on. Second mate volunteered to steer and watch, and let men snatch a few hours' sleep. Wind abating, seas still terrific, but feel them less, as ship is steadier. 29th July. Another tragedy. Had single watch tonight, as crew too tired to double. When morning watch came on deck, could find no one except steersman. Raised outcry, and all came on deck. Thorough search, but no one found. And now without second mate, and crew in a panic. Mate and I agreed to go armed henceforth, and wait for any sign of cause. 30th July. Last night. Rejoiced we are nearing England. Weather fine, all sails set, retired, worn out. Slept soundly. Awaked by mate, telling me both man of watch and steersman missing. Only self and mate and two hands left to work ship. 1st August. 2 days of fog, and not a sail sighted. Had hoped when in the English Channel to be able to signal for help or get in somewhere. Not having power to work sails, have to run before wind. Dare not lower, as could not raise them again. We seem to be drifting to some terrible doom. Mate, now more demoralized than either of men, his stronger nature seems to have worked inwardly against himself. Men are beyond fear, working stolidly and patiently with minds made up to worse. They are Russian, he Romanian. 2nd August. Midnight. Woke up from few minutes sleep by hearing a cry seemingly outside my port. Could see nothing in fog. Rushed on deck and ran against mate. Tells me he heard cry and ran, but no sign of man on watch. One more gone. Lord help us. Mate says we must be past Straits of Dover, as in a moment of fog lifting he saw North Foreland, just as he heard the man cry out. If so, we are now off in the North Sea, and only God can guide us in the fog which seems to move with us. And God seems to have deserted us.